There are words that no one likes to be called, especially in their fragile 11th year of existence. Nerd, freak, dork, slut, suck-up, prude. For me, the word was poser. Hanging around the skate parks with my skateboarder friends, dressed like them but not doing any actual skating, I got a lot of that. I couldn't stand it. I was being accused of not knowing who I was, or worse, of knowing and trying to hide it. But who was I? And what was I doing wearing those skate shoes and hoodies? It couldn't have been that I just liked the style. Part of me must have really wanted in on the cool. Looking back, I have to face the awful fact that sixth grade me was an imposter. In sixth grade, it's hard to know who you are. But as you get older, you're supposed to figure it out. It's one of the tough parts of becoming an adult. All those possibilities collapse into one, and if you don't stick with whatever you are, you're a poser. The California poet laureate Quincy Troupe was a poser. He lost his job for pretending he'd graduated from one college when actually he hadn't graduated at all. And then there's the accountant who suddenly decides he wants to be a poet, prompting strange looks from his wife. Of course, there is a fine line between posing and becoming, which is good news for all wannabe poets and accountants. But beware, for failure leaves you trapped in that awkward space between the domain of the imposter. Well, awkward or not, that's where we're hanging out today, in that place that a failed attempt to be someone else leaves us. Fakes, frauds, phonies, what are they but attempts at change gone bad? I'm Charlie Mintz, and this is the Stanford Storytelling Project from 90.1 KZSU. First up on our show, a story about an ex-mafioso turned private detective who made his living not by investigating the truth, but by telling his clients the lies they wanted to hear. Second, a story about the discovery and entrapment of a research scientist who, when he didn't get the results he wanted, faked them on his computer and fooled an entire department for a very long time. And last on our show, a memoir by Stanford author Maria Hummel about the straight hair she had but never wanted, and that particular brand of longing known as curl envy. All these stories coming to you this hour from your bona fide source of audio pleasure, the Stanford Storytelling Project. Stay with us.